Let us offer our consecration to the Lord.
Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we continue through the fourth week of Lent. And as we reach this middle point of this week, let us rejoice where you are calling us, and let us always remember that you are leading us to come to know your greatness. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, right now we're looking at Isaiah 49 as the very first reading. And it's important to have a little understanding about Isaiah. One of the things that we realize is Isaiah is an extremely long book. It actually, I believe, it's somewhere in the vicinity of 66 chapters, if I am correct. And look at that, I am indeed correct. So it's anyway. And because of that, it's actually not believed to be fully written by many, fully written by Isaiah. And there are parts that are called Deutero-Isaiah and Trito-Isaiah, which means number two, you know, second Isaiah and third Isaiah. If you were to think of it this way, you have in the New Testament, for example, the first letter to the Corinthians and the second letter to Corinthians, although they're both written by St. Paul, we understand that. But if you were to combine them, you'd say, well, these aren't the same letters. There's something different here. So why don't we split them up into 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians? I suppose that's the best example. It's probably not a great one, but it's the best example. But we have something similar to that. And one of the things that's important to understand is Isaiah was the prophet after the fall of Israel, which was in the 8th century BC, but before the fall of Jerusalem, which was in the 6th century BC. So you have this period between the fall of the northern kingdom and the fall of the southern kingdom. And the difficult nation at the time was Assyria. Think of it this way, where Israel was constantly, well, actually the two kingdoms were constantly dealing with antagonism, or in the case of Israel, being conquered by, or threats of, in the case of the southern kingdom, Assyria. And think of it this way. Now, I hope this comes out in the right way. I don't want it to come out in the wrong way. But you know, there is tremendous amount of trepidation here in the United States over issues that are happening with China. And so people are concerned about the way China is operating, the way economically it's working, and everything else in regards to who we are here as Americans. You can look at something similar to that attitude when you're seeing Isaiah and you're seeing what's going on. And maybe at the same time, what you can see here is that the internal part of the nation is following different paths. Remember, what you're dealing with is either faithfulness to the ways of the Lord or rejection of the ways of the Lord or somewhere in between. So just as in our own country, we have different political positions. We have people who are following one path. We have people who are following another. And there's tension between the two. You can imagine something similar in the time of the we're talking here in the time of Isaiah, and Isaiah obviously is speaking a lot to the southern kingdom, which would be Judah, because the northern kingdom has fallen. But this passage today takes place during Deutero Isaiah. So all that period has passed, and it is believed that Deutero Isaiah is actually, even though it says Isaiah 49, is actually not the same prophet Isaiah, but a different prophet who is, I don't know if you'd use the term published, but who has been put into the same book of Isaiah. And so it would on the surface appear that this is the same Isaiah, but scripture scholars say is it not the same Isaiah? It's not the same period. And including the New American Bible Revised Edition, what they're saying is what you're looking at here is the end of the Babylonian exile. So The Babylonian exile lasted for 40 years, from 567, if I have that number right, and figure 40 years later. So from the 6th century, parts of the 6th century, that's when the Babylonian exile happened. And remember, we talked about this yesterday, the Jews in this case, because they were taken from the nation of Judah, the Jews, the movers and shakers, were brought into Babylon. The temple was destroyed. So everything that they held dear in the form of the land is gone. And remember, Ezekiel said, no, the time would come in, would come when not only would this would be restored, but it would be the very core of life. Well, now we have Isaiah giving this same promise. Not only is everything going to be restored, but it's going to be restored with greatness. So that's what we're seeing here, that that greatness will come. Now, this may also highlight something that some of you see in your own churches. And what you may see is someone puts up like a little desert scene. And then over time, the desert scene starts to produce flower and a little water. And then finally, by Easter comes, I think some people use it as a baptismal pool. Well, this is reflecting this in the season of Lent. It's reflecting that the Lord is reminding us that that time is coming when we can celebrate his greatness. Now, we're looking forward to this as Easter, but it's a reminder that this is also the way he spoke to the Jews when they felt that they were abandoned by him. And he says, no, I'm correcting you. I'm not abandoning you. And there will come a time where you will see great things. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back.
You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, so you can check us out there. And you can also connect to us and give us feedback. You can connect to our Substack. You can see the podcast platforms we are. You can connect to the parish, of course. We have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sunday, so check that out. Well, we're looking at this passage where in Isaiah is speaking. Isaiah is speaking to the people and saying, do not lose hope. Remember, Isaiah lived between the fall of Israel and the fall of Judah, well, Jerusalem too. So he lived in that period in between, but Isaiah lived towards the end of the Babylonian exile. So he is giving hope to the people who are lost in the exile. And that's where you see that the people are saying, you know, but the Lord has forsaken us. And the Lord says no. And that's where that famous passage is, that a mother cannot forget her infant. But even if the mother could forget her infant, the Lord says, I will not forget you. So it's those words of comfort saying, yes, I understand you're going through a difficult time. You're going through because correction has to be made, because if correction isn't made, all is lost. And so I tried to warn you. You wouldn't listen. Now I had to take action. I've taken action. And yes, you're under this this curse in a sense, but do not think I'm not in control, and do not think that I don't know this is happening, and do not think that I have abandoned you, because all of that is not true, and I am still with you. So anytime you may be going through suffering, including even now, and when you can get some kind of sign that the Lord recognizes the suffering that you're going through, then that's a powerful thing. Kind of like, if you think of it this way, maybe one of the most miserable times anyone can go through is boot camp, for any of you who have been through boot camp. And of course, naturally, I was in Navy boot camp. But when you find someone who speaks to you in such a way, say, yeah, we know you're going through this, but you're going to make it through. Don't worry. You know, we're here. You know, it may seem like, you know, you're lost. No one knows that you're going through this. We all know that you're going through this, and it's a process you're going through in order that things may be better for you. I guess that's probably a good example that you can experience, that you finally realize, oh, I'm not lost after all. And that's even a better thing when you get some kind of sign that the Lord is saying, hey, yes, you're going through a difficult time, but I am with you. And that really changes your whole attitude, because you're going, well, you know, the Lord is here. Well, if the Lord is here, I can deal with this. And that powerful moment. And that's what Deutero-Isaiah is communicating to the people in the Babylonian exile towards the latter part. Remember, this is not Isaiah, even though it's all part of Isaiah. It's Isaiah 49. But it's believed that this is someone else at a different time whose name has been lost to history. No one knows who it is. So they call him Deutero, which actually stands for two. Second, Isaiah, Deutero-Isaiah, that's Greek. So, and he is acting as a prophet of the Lord in saying, the Lord understands what you're going through. He is still with you. Do not feel he has abandoned you. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.